8:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Very nice of you to join us this morning. We do appreciate the company. And oh my goodness, what company I have here live and local. He is a tenor and based out of Omaha. Right, Taylor?
That's right.
Yeah, that's just wonderful to have you here. Taylor Staton is with us this morning. And my goodness, if you've ever been to Opera Omaha or, quite frankly, Houston, St. Louis, New York City Opera, Orlando Opera, Cleveland Opera. In fact, let's just say the man can't hold a job. It's Hal France. I've been all over the country. Hal, I really appreciate you coming in again today.
It's great, Mike. It's great to be here with you.
The Vesper Concert Series. This is pretty cool what's happening here. It's August 25th, 3 p.m. at the Presbyterian Church of the Cross, which is 1517 South 114th Street. If you're looking for information on that, you can go to vesperconcerts.org and follow along here. But Hal, let's start with you. Can you talk about this repertoire that's going to be done? Because it's kind of neat how you came across this.
Well, we were challenged to come up with an idea that would kind of give this concert a little bit of a unique quality. And the idea we came up with, these two fantastic American, almost iconic American women composers, Mitzi Mazzoli and Libby Larson, who have one thing in common, besides being sort of groundbreakers, game changers. They both were commissioned by Opera Omaha over the last 20 years. In fact, their commissions are exactly 20 years apart, 1998 and 2018. And so we had the opportunity to choose music from these two Opera Omaha premieres that tell Nebraska stories, both set in 19th century rural Nebraska. So that's kind of the first part of our program. But in case people are, you know, would like to know what else is on it, there's also lots of favorites. We've got Leonard Bernstein. We've got kind of things you'd hear at a Luciano Pavarotti concert, you know, Neapolitan songs and all that kind of stuff. So it's a nice balance. So really looking forward to it. And sure. I love working with Taylor. We've been friends for a number of years now, and he's a great treasure for this region that he and his wife are make their home here in Dundee. And, you know, we're lucky because he travels all over the world singing at really the best places.
Absolutely. Taylor, how did they get on your schedule? I mean, who nailed you down on this one?
I became really good friends with Stacey Hanline, who's involved with the Vesper's concert, and she asked if I'd be interested in doing something here, which for me, the opportunity to do something here where I live is so rare. So I jumped at the opportunity, and here we are.
That's fantastic. I do want to mention also that Olga Zmola, the violinist, who's also local here, she teaches over at UNO. She is a part of this as well. And we had mentioned, I've never met Brian Sherwood. Is he a local violist?
He lives local here as well. He has a family. He's a member of the Omaha Symphonies and a distinguished member. He's associate principal violist and plays a lot of chamber music. And so it's the A team. We've got a good bunch and so really looking forward to that.
Oh, absolutely. Have you done a Vesper concert before? Have you been in that space before?
Yes.
What do you like about it?
Well, it's always been a marvelous series, and I loved playing. We played Brandenburg concertos. I recently played some string quintets with piano there, and it's a lovely acoustic, nice. It's a great church, and it's been beautifully run over the years, and I'm really happy to be part of it now that Stacey Hanline is the artistic director, and I've also, Christy Troy has also been part of it. She's the music director at the church, and they have a wonderful music program there, so
sure.
It's great.
Well, you know, Taylor just mentioned how great it is to be able to do something here in Omaha, you know, to right. get booked for that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And Hal, you've been in the Omaha scene for a long time. One of the senior members of the Omaha creatively creative scene. How have you seen it grow?
Well, I mean, this is a perfect example. This was a wonderful series that had a great following, and then recently they brought on a new artistic director, and she is kind of upping the game. We're here because I never had done a lot of interviews and things like that, so there's more marketing, there's more But there's also programming to kind of come up with some unique things. And, you know, we've sort of seen this all over town. All the organizations have had to up their game. And that's competition is good. And the city has grown. There's just more, there's more interesting things going on. It's great. You know, they just have the Maha Festival under the radar. There's the Fringe Festival. There's all these things going on. I'm part of UNO Theater now and looking forward to developing a musical theater program there. And that, who knows where that can go. The Rose Theater. I mean, just can go on and on. Opera Omaha has been spectacular. Omaha Symphony has been spectacular in the last 10 years. And so, you know, I'm really, it's a great place to be, and I really am glad to be part of it.
Sure. And Taylor, it's got to be something when you travel about the country and you tell everybody, yeah, I'm based in Omaha and doing well. Thanks for asking.
Oh, yeah. Well, the sort of surprising thing is I've only been here for about 5 years, and I didn't know what to expect when I got here. And even now, when I tell people I'm from Omaha, they're like, oh, my gosh. They're really doing something special there. Things are really picking up, and it's moving forward in a big way.
And it helps spread the word. August 25th, 3 p.m., Presbyterian Church of the Cross. You can find information about it at vesperconcerts.org. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Morning Edition continues right now.